I will give you the rest of the story on the demonic invasion and how it ties into Tucker Carlson's Great Awakening that's being demonized and attacked. It's a top story all over the news. All the Democrat operations, Drudge Report, ABC News, Wall Street Journal. Oh, you know, we can't get him deplatformed for criticizing Israel. We'll just say he should be in a funny farm. He should be in a rubber room. No, anybody that doesn't recognize this is going on, and we have psychotics running things that are literally worshiping the devil, needs to have their head examined. So that's coming up. But first, the allegory of They Live ties into this. Here it is.
Like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight. Feeding off us, perched on top of us, from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you. The human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
Now predicting the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country.
Nice.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks. They do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me. And they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say,
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubblegum. Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat as...
Long live the Republic! Death to the New World!
Freedom!
I'm cutting this critical announcement on the morning of Tuesday, November 11th, 2025, Veterans Day. You have 48 hours flash sale to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture and get the second one free and get a free custom Patriot ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. We've never done a sale this big. It's a flash sale. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we're always going to be on the air. The globalists are close to shutting down InfoWars, the building and the website, but not we the people of the InfoWar. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns. They're the owner of thealexjonesstore.com, and that's why it's so critical you go there and support the broadcast and get great products at the same time. Victory is all about being aware, standing up, and taking action. And you can't take action in a better way, fighting for you and your family's future and our collective liberties, than supporting the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. And thank you for keeping me and my crew in the fight!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So there's all this incredible world news taking place, and we're going to get to it all here in a few minutes. And I'm going to debate Dinesh D'Souza about this war on Tucker Carlson and anybody questioning Israel coming up next hour. But if you're tuning into us on a radio station, a lot of our stations of the 450-plus, for whatever reason, carry the second, third, and fourth hour. A lot of them don't carry the first, for whatever reason. I'm not mad at them. I understand they got reasons, but a couple hundred don't. You need to go to X later or Rumble, the Alex Jones channels, because we'll post what I did last hour, the last 30 minutes, with this. It's important. If you're just tuning in now, you're getting the backstory. So if you go to Drudge, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, everywhere, lock up Tucker Carlson. He's a lunatic. He says a demon attacked him 3-4 years ago. He says it's a demonic war we're in, good versus evil. This is completely insane. Let's pull up the Drudge report. It was at least an hour ago, it was the top story. Well, isn't the Bible about that? Isn't culture about that? Didn't every culture warn of this? Didn't every culture become demonic at some point and do human sacrifice to devil gods? I mean, you'd think the government shutdown beginning to end would be the top story. No, it's Tucker Carlson draws scorn for new details of demonic attack. The claw marks, the bloody sheets, warns of hostile interdimensional forces influencing human ant farm. Where did you hear that put out to the mainstream with Joe Rogan 10 years ago on this show 30 years ago? That's why Tucker says, get InfoWars List Forever ready. That's why Tucker says, and I should have, when I was on with him a few weeks ago, brought this up, because this is what people want to hear about. And got him to tell more, because he told me a lot more than it's public. Because I was saying what he was going to say before he said it. They tried to get him in their cult. This isn't Eyes Wide Shut, Stanley Kubrick, a fiction. What do you think he witnessed that made him make that movie? And then they cut 25 minutes and he magically died because he refused to cut it. Then they cut it. Had Vivian Kubrick in Sunday, his daughter, his protege. We know of what we speak. She told me a lot of stuff that's off record on that. I'll just stop there. He was never involved in it, but let's just say, That's why he went and basically hid out in the English countryside and would never hang out with Hollywood. But imagine you're Tucker Carlson. You think they try to get you into this? If you were the Satan cult, who would you try to get? Well, you'd try to get Tucker Carlson. You'd try to get Alex Jones. Well, they tried to get me a long time ago. And they got me. I didn't fully embrace it. I didn't fully integrate with it. But I got lit up like a Christmas tree for a while. I got the spirit, as they'd say. I plugged in just a couple years. And boy, these people were like the bosses here, bowing down. And then God came right in
and snatched me up like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus and said, no, you don't. This one's mine. But I wouldn't have all this knowledge if God and his plan didn't allow that to happen to me. And I didn't do any illegal stuff. I didn't get involved in a bunch of the rituals. But let's just say I skated around the very top of it. Got brought directly into it. And it was sex. And I look back on it now, because I don't think of it as like that, but it was pedophilic. Not that there were kids. These were adults. I was the kid. I was 11 years old, having sex with a 16-year-old witch down the street whose parents were Satanists and obviously abused her. Now, the things she said and did, you know, she told me. And then she put the information in the network. And by the time I'm 12, in eighth grade, I've got the rich beauty queens who are 16 wanting to come pick me up in their Mercedes or their Jaguar and take me to the movies. And these are ladies. These are beautiful. These are nice. My parents are like, sure, take them to the movies. Well, I'll assure you, I wasn't getting taken to the movies. And then very quickly, once you have a relationship with your girlfriend, she wants you to go somewhere. She wants you to meet some people. And the times it happened, at least four times where it got real direct, I said, I can't do this. I'm not part of this. I'm out. But in the process of that, I got spiritually infested and tempted with the power and the pride and the vision of dominance. Because I wasn't given, I've talked to top theologians and top historians on this privately, consulted a lot of them. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown brought in some top theologians. I spent over a week with them a few years ago and spilt my guts on all this privately with them. And I already knew the answers, but then they said them, different theologians he brought in. Because I was only gatewayed with the sex thing. That's the way that most of the top demons do it. But I got the direct Luciferian world domination pitch that Christ got. I'm not saying I'm like Christ. I'm saying that I got the global domination pitch. When I was 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. And I already had a political knowledge. I was already into it. That's why the devil came. He knew I had a plan. God had a plan for me. The devil's like, you ain't got a plan for him. I got a plan. The devil's not omnipresent, but he can smell out who God's planning to rise up. But the Lord works in mysterious ways, so that was my boot camp training. And you can make the joke, when God puts you through boot camp, it wasn't that bad, except having to throw it off. So you can say I started at the top. And then work my way back down. So I know all about this stuff, all right? And I know how real it is. And I know a lot more about Tucker's story. I can't tell you this private. And what's happened since then. But let's just say this. It's been an episode of Ghostbusters in Florida and up in Maine since it started. Because Tucker is so interwoven in the future operations, and the devil knows that, so the devil is throwing a lot of forces at Tucker. You know, Joe Rogan a few years ago had Ben Shapiro on, and Ben Shapiro ran his mouth against Christianity. And Joe, who's informed a lot of things, was so ignorant on Christianity. He's like, so Judaism doesn't like Christianity? So Judaism's not... And Ben Shapiro's like, no. Jesus was a bad guy. You know, this is a private thing. I shouldn't get into it. But, you know, Joe became a Christian about 3 years ago. And Joe goes to church every Sunday in Austin. And Joe says his prayers when he wakes up, when he goes to bed at night. And that's because Joe has experienced all this now. And his own little experiences. Because you don't think the devil didn't try a little something on him? But the devil likes to keep you like Tucker was 50 years old when this started, like 55, 56 now, not knowing any of this, not even really believing it, but he's doing good work. What do you think the devil's going to do when you're doing God's work, but you don't have God as a shield? Because God didn't like the devil that comes in and literally rapes you and infiltrates you and comes at you when you're a kid and tries to destroy your innocence. God is upfront about everything, all about free will. And do you agree to this? God even showed me what the different futures were, showed me the pain, but showed me the what I could do if I stood up about 3-4 years after I was on air. Told the story 1,000 times. I could tell it again. I was literally like it was a military contract. Because everything we have as humans, we imitate out of the spirit world. All the hierarchies, all that's how it works. I was literally signed a contract. You don't think that it's not only the devil in the archetype at the crossroads in Louisiana, you know, as they say in the blues, you sign that contract. That's a copy, a counterfeit. No, God has you sign a contract. I didn't sign it in blood. I signed it with my word and my will. First, okay, you say you want this. You've been doing well. Here's the different possible futures. It's going to be really rough, but you say you want to stand up for the innocents and fight the devil? First, have a little taste of this. Well, that's not very pleasing, but this will happen. I make the deal. Good. Now, prepare to receive transmission. Battle blueprint. And you're just like... And then it unlocks each point you need it. That's what the real universe is like. And you're like, oh, that sounds... Look at the stars. Look at the moon. Look at the earth. Look at the mountains, the trees, the fish, the bumblebees, the butterflies that fly all the way from Canada to central Mexico, the monarchs. And how do they get there? It's all interconnected. And we're so advanced compared to a hummingbird that can fly 3,000 miles, or a goose, or a butterfly. But that interconnection it has magnetically and chemically and everything is beyond, it's interdimensional. It's following a program. But we are made in the image of God. We aren't like a butterfly that follows this program. We have free will. You're always told by the left, you don't have free will. We're just robots. We're just programmable. It's a lie. You can set your course. So, most of the black magic, occultic, Satan stuff is all pop disinformation. Aleister Crowley was kind of a pop disinformation for the general public. And the movements they launched in Hollywood, the founding of NASA and all that, this is an amalgamation. But when you actually study Solomon and Egyptian magic and all the rest of it, and you can say ancient Chinese magic, it's all the same thing, just different systems, but it's the same thing. And when you study ancient Middle Eastern magic, and that's all the stuff that's carried on in the Dark Ages into Europe, the Grand Grimoires published 800 years ago, and they've got the carvings of the wizard with his accoutrement and his assistants and his gear, and he's got the circle and he's containing the demon and he's in control of it because he knows it wants to destroy him, but he's going to get knowledge from it. And you read it and it's like, do you want to know where there's buried treasure? Do you want to know how to politically rule? Do you want to have science? Do you want to know alchemy? how to turn lead into gold, which is the archetype of what we're able to do now. And then they say, well, we want you to bring in a child and kill it, and then we will give you knowledge. But the coin is getting you to do horrible things that cut you off from God, and you're really becoming a slave of the demon while you believe you're being given advanced knowledge. And then if you do enough of this, you'll be given positions of power within the system because they control the other slaves at the top. But it won't matter because now you're a total husk of what you were when you're Larry Fink, when you're Albert Bourla, when you're Bill Gates. So the process of raping and torturing and killing children in your black mass, your Black Sabbath, is about degrading you and affronting God while the child's being tortured. It's a double combo. So you hear Tucker talk about we're being given advanced technology, but only stuff to destroy us by these interdimensional creatures. I explain that all to him. And he had enough history to understand, oh, yeah, I've read about that, to understand that. So that's the bottom of the rabbit hole here. And now, because calling people Nazis if you don't do what they want doesn't work, now they've moved on to a witch hunt. But it's not the Salem witch trials, because there's also the other side of true hysteria on the other side. It is the witch hunt that Tucker believes in God and the devil, good versus evil. The devil's greatest trick is he doesn't exist, really the second biggest trick. Biggest trick is good doesn't exist, in my view. I know it's true. If I coined it, you know it's true. But, oh, it's okay to be a devil worshiper. It's okay, it's all around you. But don't say it exists. That's the new witch. But notice, when I've put all this out, does the media ever pick it up? Do they ever attack me? No. Because they know people will tune in here. And they'll get the deep dive. And a lot of you have had experiences, too, that you haven't told people about it. You know. You've been there. You saw it. But the good news is God's in command. God made it all. God gave us free will. And really, Satan is an agent of God. God doesn't command Satan, control Satan, but God gave us free will. So by extension, the tempter is there. His own son was tempted. That's the way this is. Christ was tempted by Satan to be given power over the world. Ephesians 6:12 says the world is commanded by demonic entities with Satan at the top. But if you go look at the Tucker Carlson videos everywhere in the news, he's insane. No Christians believe this. This isn't happening. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then it goes on. I saw questions on videos. Grok, is this true? No, there's no proof there's any spiritual entities. No, the Bible doesn't say this. It's just like, oh, Grok, does 2 + 2 = 4? You know, it's the same idiocy. Because it's a computer and it's programmed to go to secular sources that don't want you to know on Saturday night they're raping kids and the elite groups are slitting their throats and drinking their blood. And if you ever figure that out, it's over for them. So they tell you, oh, sweetie, there's no good and evil. You don't have free will. But look at their will. Look at what they want. Look at what they set up. Look at what they do. It's all around you. So you want to know how to get out of the New World Order? You want to know how to defeat the globalists? You want to know how to get out of the ant farm? Point your DNA, your transceiver, at God and say, I want you to lead God and direct me. Come to me. Show me your will. Protect me. I love you. I accept Jesus Christ, my personal Savior. That's what you got to do, folks, because you can't face the devil alone. Even if you don't believe the devil exists, he's there. He's real. More real than this table right here, like Tucker said. There is no escape from this. You must face this. And everything I've told you is true. And I've only told you a little bit. And I feel sorry for those of you, for whatever reason, have never had a chance to see it for yourself. But you do see the evil all around you. Here's Tucker in a clip that's not a bunch of mishmashes, but just him in general. Here it is.
I had one of the most interesting conversations I've ever had. I had with a very spiritually attuned, very smart friend of mine. And I was saying, you know, I'm a man and I hate lying and I just want to be honest about it. Like there people do, you know, bad sexual stuff and I don't, but you could, I don't judge that much because you're like, yeah, you know, we're all in the wrong circumstance capable of anything. But I said to this person, I don't get the like underage girl thing. That's like, they're not into it. They're kids. Maybe I have too many kids or something. I'm not being selfish. I'm just being honest. No, like, I just don't get that. I don't see any appeal at all.
It's a pathological obsession. I mean, Epstein was into girls with braces specifically.
Exactly. So what is that? And the conventional explanation is, maybe I'm being too honest, but I think this is really revealing because it's not about sex. It's a spiritual thing. And I said, what is that? And this friend of mine said, it's the thrill of destroying innocence. That's
yes.
What it is.
Yeah.
And that is the definition of evil. That is Satan right
well,
there.
That was,
it's taking something pure. I guess this is maybe, I'm the only person who ever thought of this. Maybe you already have. I had not thought of that. I was like, it's not just a sexual attraction. Like, oh, I think, you know, underage girls with braces are hot. They're not. No normal person thinks that. That's bizarre. No. The idea is that I'm destroying something that's pure.
Yeah. And throughout history.
Well, that's Satan acting. Sorry.
Throughout history, people have looked at that as something that confers power. That's what child sacrifice.
Exactly.
Is, you know, and where people get that idea, I don't know, but it's apparently deeply ingrained
well,
enough.
It's not an
in
idea.
There.
It's a spiritual reality. And
right.
It's like the core of the Christian message where, you know, Satan says during at the end of the 40 days of temptation to Christ, you know, we bow down before me and I'll give you all this power. And that's clearly the arrangement, which is explicit or not, but it's real not nonetheless, between leaders when they kill in a wanton way, which most of them do, and when they destroy beauty and innocence, you're doing that in exchange for power. And it is a real trade. Like, that's all real.
And that's key. Raping a child, murdering a child is terrible, but it's low end. The big wars, that's the big satanic banquet. That's the big ritual. Generals gathered in the masses, just like witches at black masses. Let's come in with that. All right, I'm done talking about this. That's my defense of Tucker, defense of reality, defense of where we are. And God has shown Tucker these things. God literally told me to blow him away. I mean, it wasn't me. I was literally, I mean, read his mind, told him. I mean, the stuff I told you is one-tenth of it. Went on and on. I just told him everything and would make him say the next piece. I would finish the next piece. And Tucker's like, oh, my God, what is this? And I said, I'm channeling the Holy Spirit. And, you know, God told me to do this because of what you're seeing now. And now their attack on him. This is how God works. This is the power of God. Unstoppable. Total. Complete. We'll be right back with all the temporal news straight ahead. Share the live feeds now.
I'm cutting this important announcement on Veterans Day 2025, November 11th. That means you've got 48 hours to take advantage of this unprecedented sale of ultramethylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com, both the capsules and the liquid tincture. Now listen to me. You can buy one bottle of either and get another free. That's massive right now. And on top of it, every order, not just the methylene blue, gets a free custom high-quality ball cap of your selection and choosing at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. This is only for 2 days. I was about to end the methylene blue, add the day because we have the free baseball cap. We've done that before, and it's a huge success. People love it, and that's a big freebie. But it was Veterans Day, and I thought, why am I just cutting an ad about the ball cap? Why don't we make it about health and energizing our lives, not just have a nice hat and spread the word and meet my people. That's fun as well and very informative. So this is a true 360 win.
I want to thank all of America's veterans of wars and conflicts, and I want to thank all the viewers and listeners for their support and their word of mouth in the info war, because we are all veterans of the fight against the globalist, their COVID attack, the transgenderism, the open borders, the leftist out-of-control tyrants. And we're winning major battles, but we have not won the war yet. We have turned the tide thanks to all of you. So I want to thank you on this Veterans Day for the next 48 hours for your support. And I want to ask those of you that have been on the fence and ever tried Methylene Blue, what do you got to lose? You know InfoWars is doing a great job and changing the world. You know we're under globalist attack, so you're supporting the broadcast. You can't lose there, but when you get this incredible product, it will change your life. It does incredible things. It's so good for you. And the ball caps are awesome as well. So this is a first-time sale like it. Buy one, get one free Methylene Blue and a free ball cap. 48 hours until this Thursday at midnight Central Time at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, barring a miracle, just read the news. Corporate media is actually accurate about that. They got the state receiver in here. We've exhausted basically all of our fight. We never gave up. They can close us down, you know, anytime in the next month or so, but it looks like around January 1st is what the receiver from the state court is saying. But that's okay. A website, a studio. The info war belongs to all of us that have stood up and fought the globalists. We're going to continue on. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by our sponsor, Big League. It hadn't just kept InfoWars afloat. Thanks to your support, you kept us afloat through it. But has helped build the Alex Jones Network that they own. We got the backup studio. Bigger studios are being built, just as good as these, maybe even better, thanks to all your support. This is the operation you built. The InfoWar has just gotten started. It's not a website. It's not a building. It is the people who understand there's a war on for their mind, taking their country and their planet back from the transhumanist, satanic New World Order death cult. So take action now and let the tyrants and censors know you will never silence not just the people of the United States, but the people of this planet that are God-fearing and who have awoken to the tyrants and who are taking action. From the bottom of my heart on this Veterans Day, I salute all you and ask you now to count the cost and redouble your efforts in the fight by supporting the tip of the spear, the InfoWar, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning.
Brainwash my mind.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord,
yeah. All right, Drudge's top link, our flashback. Carlson warns of awesome interdimensional spiritual forces that influence the human and farm. I appreciate Drudge doing that. But I guess I'll do a few more minutes on this. You know, I'm sitting there looking at all this preparation. Like, this is not props here. Every stack, I got all the Laura Ingraham stuff. I've got Russia advancing, looks like road warrior on motorcycles, taking over Ukraine. I've got Kurds stunned, a former al-Qaeda commander, hosted at White House. I've got Trump demonized for having steak dinners at Mar-a-Lago. Meanwhile, he's moving, as I advised him, and I've done this myself to Trump, to break up the Big Four beef cartel, because the ranchers don't get any of the money, literally. It's a joke. I'll explain this. My family are ranchers. That's a huge story. Massive attacks on ICE, arrests made on people trying to kill them, shoot them. Aircraft carrier arrives, get ready to hit Venezuela. Colombia threatens a counterstrike. Albert Bourla insane statements. Vanessa Souza coming up. I mean, it just goes on and on. But you talk about demonic. I could show you just this week, because I've been so busy I haven't played them, dozens of videos of women getting super excited, obviously demonically possessed, saying, here's my baby. They're 2 years old. I've already got them on hormone blockers. This is so wonderful. I'm going to sterilize him. That's human sacrifice. You know, just the most insane crap. This isn't mental illness. This is demonic possession. But I saw this clip this morning about 5 a.m. when I was doing research. And when the woman in Canada is talking about how they release people from jail that rape five-year-old kids with no jail time, I was thinking about how much worse it is than she even says. And Canada's where they want to take us, just like the UK's are the same place as the Netherlands or Germany. If you put a camera up on your house in Canada and catch a crime, you get fined or go to jail. They euthanize kids that the state has control of. They kill them. They don't just allow men to compete in women's sports. They let adult men compete in 8th grade girls swimming. And there's constant, every day, dozens of indictments of Democrat lawmakers raping kids. So you talk about demonic, this is it. And every day we hear another child rapist accidentally released in the UK. No, it's on purpose. This is their religion. This is their plan. They want to kill, steal, and destroy. They want access to our children. That's all they do. That's their mission. So when you ask, are things demonic? Just this week, the Vatican got attacked 4 or 5 times with, quote, tourists coming in who then just start attacking St. Peter's Basilica and tearing things down and smashing things, Muslims. But we're told they're our little buddies and they're our friends. But the minute they show up, they just start attacking, even though the Muslims almost took Vatican City 4 times in invasions before the Crusades. It's all part of the same force. And it's moving against the world. So the world can criticize us and make fun of us, but the public, all I get is agreement. The public knows. The world is waking up to the devil's second biggest trick, that he doesn't exist. He does exist. But then when they wake up to the biggest lie of the devil, that good doesn't exist and that good doesn't have the power. As Thomas Jefferson said, he was asked, why do evil men and tyrants flourish? And he said, evil men and tyrants flourish only when good men do nothing. At the end of the day, it has been our acquiescence, it has been our bowing down, it has been us advocating our responsibility that has caused this. So don't blame the devil worshipers. God will deal with them. It is up to us that know the truth to tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. So here's this lady talking about this. This is a public case. You can look it up. With just a few other examples, because it's way worse than she's saying. And even what I put here is a small sampling. Here it is.
Canada's officially the dumbest f***ing country on the planet, and so are most of the Canadians that voted for this. I'm not even kidding. You guys are so dumb that you don't even realize the police chief is trying to tell you right now to lose all ability for your survival skills. That's the PSYOPs. So if you don't know what's going on, we had a guy break into a home in Welland, Ontario, and rape a 5-year-old child. He essayed a 5-year-old child while the parents were sleeping. And you want to know what's happened to him? Nothing. He's out on bail. Why? Because Canada loves rapists and criminals just like their entire fucking government. And the people that voted for this are so stupid, you actually deserve this. I hope your homes get doxxed so that these foreign criminals can come in, bend you over just like the government did in 2020 when you complied for this, you little lab rats.
You just will not believe the depths of the stupidity coming out of Canada, Hamilton, Ontario more specifically, in a country where crime is running rampant, criminals are running around with real guns and real bullets while the citizens are being disarmed, homes are being broken into left, right, and center, Now the city of Hamilton is saying you can't have security cameras on your own property.
There are 10 security cameras mounted outside of Dan Miles' Hamilton home. He says they've been a valuable tool for crime fighting.
I've actually participated in evidence sharing of 3 homicides on these cameras, over 40 break-and-enters, multiple home invasions.
So it came as a surprise when the city of Hamilton asked Miles to remove all of his cameras.
If you don't know what's going on, there's been a bunch of gun crime, illegal gun crime, because you took away gun ownership, and by illegals who are now going into homes in Ontario and literally taking whatever they want. And you want to know what the police chief said? He said comply. He said Canadians should comply. And if you don't, we failed as a community. Just listen to this piece of what he says.
Best defense for most people is to comply, as you've just heard, a number of
just comply, you guys.
Recommendations will allow for those that are victimizing members in the community to leave and not
just leave.
Harm anyone.
Why didn't we think of that?
It sometimes can fall on deaf ears when members feel like they have to take matters into their own hands. And the only thing I'd say is, if we are going to rely on our community members to take matters into their own hands to solve this problem, we have all failed our community.
Yeah, you dummy Canadian pieces of shit. Comply.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else.
You're so racist. If you fight back, you're racist. Ew. You don't deserve to live. You don't deserve to actually, like, fight back. You're just a piece of shit that the government uses as punching bags and tax slaves so that they can keep funding the tax laundering money in the Ukraine. Comply, you stupid.
All right, that's an important video. Before I post that to X, I'm going to ask McBrain, because I called him this morning and mumbled the directives to him. I wanted one more clip at it, and we have it like 20 times. I mean, literally, from Toronto on the East Coast all the way to the West Coast, the police say, put your car keys in an unlocked box on your front porch by your mailbox so that car thieves can get the keys to your car and don't need to break in your house. There's a little clip there, but let's expand that. People don't understand that. That's saying, so you don't get raped, hang your butt out your window at night, and so it doesn't hurt, have a bottle of lube sitting right there next to it. Again, you cannot make this up. In the UK, if you expose a Muslim grooming gang that rapes your 10-year-old daughter, you go to prison. Yeah, leave car keys by front door to avoid home invasion, Toronto police officer says. That's your spokesperson. You cannot make it up. And Mondami says he's going to defund the police. And though they've got all these zoning laws and regulations and all these environmental laws that nobody can comply with, if you don't do it all, the government's going to take your house and put people in it. That's seizing the means of production. See how fast it's moving? Now let's talk about how they're really killing us. Because just like I said earlier, the old-fashioned raping a kid, torturing him, sacrificing him to Satan, that's an old-fashioned way of doing it, like getting to work on a horse. No, no, the New World Order gets to pure Satanism on a bullet train with big wars. And 30-plus million in the insurance actuaries dead and growing from the COVID shots. And the virus they release. So I love Joe Rogan. He's really awake. But he was in a recent club. We'll play in a moment. And he's like, you know, it was about money for Big Pharma. And they didn't know what this would do. And blah, blah, blah. No, no. They did rat tests with this very shot, with COVID-19, years before. It's in the documents, called it COVID-19. It sterilizes them, heart attacks, all of it. No, no, making money is a side issue. Killing people, sterilizing people is the main issue. So Albert Bourla famously got asked about a year into the COVID shots, if you take it, he said, no, not yet. But now he knows there's like 2% uptake in it. It's basically been banned by Kennedy in the U.S. It's not recommended anymore, which doesn't have liability protection, so it is basically banned. They thought once they took liability protection away that they get scared because that, no, they just give you now an insert when you take the shot saying this could kill you. So you sign a form now saying, I know this is deadly. So now they're using informed consent. Now they're trying to follow the Nuremberg Code instead of coercion. Well, too late, you already did it. So here's Albert Bourla has announced that the company will launch a new once-a-month shot designed to address America's obesity problem. The announcement follows Pfizer's acquisition of Metsera, Inc., a biotech startup development next-generation weight loss treatments. Bourla says people want his opinion and suggests the new monthly shot could be used alongside other weight loss drugs, which are super deadly. And the regulators allowed, made out of anglerfish toxin and Gila monster venom. Yeah, Albert Bourla, I don't need to be vaccinated, I'm healthy. So now he wants you to have this monthly shot, and all these things are basically like chemotherapy and kill you. They're poison. Gee, I'm taking Gila monster poison and I'm losing weight. Paralyzes my guts and eats my muscle. Damn, this is great. Well, if you really want to lose weight, just take some cyanide. You'll be dead in 2 minutes and you'll really lose weight. And then Trump's up there. Oh, they're going to cut the cost of Ozempic in half. Oh, isn't that great for you? Unbelievable. Play Bourla. And then play Joe Rogan. And Joe's great, but he's like, oh, it's about money. No, Joe, it's about killing people. And those that just get maimed, selling them treatments for all the diseases you just gave them. Here it is.
I think that this is something that will benefit American patients.
And you think this is the once-a-month shot that people really want?
I do think that this is the one-a-month shot that people want, and not only in GLP-1, but also in amylin, and even more important, the combination. And that's highly differentiated. I don't think the others, they have demonstrated something like that so far.
When you think about the long term, if we really do bend the obesity curve, what happens to the sale of drugs that treat the symptoms of obesity? Do they take a hit?
I don't know if they will take a hit or if they will be used in combination with this. But I think that the two will make a lot of these comorbidities go away.
And is you what's the timeline on that, do you think?
I think already we have a lot of studies on that. Our molecules probably will reach within 3 years the marketplace, and we are ready to compete.
But I think everybody who took the shot is really wanting to avoid the mind fuck of knowing that you got used as a little piggy bank for the pharmaceutical drug companies to push some experimental shit on you and tell you that it's both safe and effective. It's both safe and, which, by the way, didn't Fauci use that same term for AZT back in the day? Didn't
well, he?
He
would. I mean, it's a great slogan,
safe
right?
Safe and effective. Safe See if he did. See if you could attribute the term safe and effective to Fauci talking about AZT during the HIV crisis.
But there's all of that stuff.
Long-term AZT appears safe and effective. Oh, my goodness. 1989. Wow. There's a video of him saying it. Mm. That's where I remember now. He was saying, the reason why we prescribe AZT is that it's the only drug that is both safe and effective.
That
Something
guy.
Along the You probably cut that out. It might not be his actual quote. But whatever he said, he was talking about it the same way he talked about the COVID vaccine. He was talking about something that definitely fucking killed people. AZT was a horrible, horrible drug that killed more people than – it was a cancer drug. It was chemotherapy. Like when have people ever been told to take chemotherapy forever?
Right.
What?
Yeah, he's a monstrous person. And the idea – I mean, I think any preemptive pardon that is
– wild.
Non-specific,
like non-specific that goes back to 2014.
Yeah, this you
Wild.
Can't have that. This is a legally unsupportable idea because it effectively creates two classes of citizens. It
yeah.
violates equal protection under the law. Right? You can't have people who are have carte blanche to violate the law. You know,
it's also what the kids call sus. What is this one? Oh, here it
Anthony.
Is.
Anthony.
made available AZT because it's the only drug that thus far has been shown in scientifically controlled trials to be safe and effective. It isn't the question of there are a lot of drugs around and only one.
Yo, imagine that. Imagine saying that and you being so wrong that who knows how many people died from that, including people that had no symptoms at all.
It wasn't wrong.
They just tested positive for HIV, and they just dosed them up.
Yeah, yeah, he's a cold-hearted son of a bitch.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I say to Trump and everybody. Bill Gates isn't wrong. Albert Bourla is not wrong. Anthony Fauci's not wrong. Peter Daszak's not wrong. It's a depopulation plan. It's on purpose. They knew AZT would cut off your immune system and make you grow all these cancers and kill your white blood cells. Why do you give someone an immune system suppressant when they have a virus suppressing their immune system? And what's the immune system suppress? Cancer. All the oncologists will tell you the number one thing causing cancer is a low immune system. It's not the toxic things you're even doing. It's that those things damage your white blood cells so they can't go do their job. Your blood becomes poisonous and can't do its job, so the cancers grow. From the day you're born, you got cancer. Your body eats it all day long. They don't tell you all the studies about deep, week-long fast, which I've never done. I've done 2 days. Your body will absorb everything, including scar tissue. They know all about this, and they don't want you to know. I wonder how these super unhealthy, on drugs, hookers, all of it, your globalists lived over 100 years old because they've got all the advanced technology. And they just give you the crap. They give you the garbage. They give you the lies. All right. Dinesh D'Souza is coming up. He's really mad at Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson right now is on the leading edge of the tip of the spear culturally, being demonized and attacked. Literally. Demonized for exposing demons. So that's coming up. Be sure and join us. Let me do this right now. Everybody wants updates on InfoWars, the future of it. Here's the deal. There's a receiver, a state receiver. They already had the other garbage a year ago and the fake auction that the feds ran, and then that was a fraud with Bloomberg and the Onions. That got shut down, and then we sued them and battled them for a year. It was this time last year. But now they're back. State receiver, he's here today. Literally was talking to him. There's people during the last break out there. They're like 60 feet away from that door. I don't blame them. They're just little minions of the system. They're like, oh, we don't know if you're shut down 2 weeks from now or a month from now, but probably January 1st will be shut down for sure. And they're going to not have a real auction. They're not going to let the public try to buy it because they've said in their documents, we don't want Alex Jones staying on air. Whatever auction they have will be rigged, I'm sure. Whatever. Just, you know, it's the way it is. It's okay. We have the Alex Jones Network. And we have that basic studio set up and a whole new bigger one, just as cool as this one or better, being built right now. We're busy beavers. All I need is for you to back us. It's real simple. Go to thealexjonesstore.com that I don't own, like InfoWars or things like that. Because InfoWars is just a website and a name. The InfoWars, you. We are InfoWarriors. We're battling for the truth. There's a war for our mind. So the only variable, I'll keep fighting, and the enemy will keep attacking, we know that, is that you simply support the new operation, buy the products to keep us on air with our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, and we have a massive sale. Now, we were going to end, there's the big news. It ends Thursday night at midnight. We've extended, get one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid, tincture, and get one free. Huge deal. We have the best methylene blue. You're insane if you don't get it. You're going to be blown away. I've given it to over 600 people. Maybe three of them didn't feel it. The medical record, what it does, how it cleans out your mitochondria, how it skips the oxidation process, what it does is just insane. You get the best methylene blue right now. Buy one bottle, get one free. That was going to end today because the supplies are low. And this morning I was here about to cut the ad for all orders at thealexjonesstore.com for t-shirts, for knives, for supplements, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the probiotic, all of it, the best turmeric, gets a free murdered owl. Let's show some B-roll of this baby. Black baseball cap, Richardson, high quality, with the classic InfoWars logo on it. Free with every order. Not just if you get the Ultra Methylene Blue, buy one, get one free. Any order. You buy one t-shirt, free hat. You buy a supplement, free hat. You buy anything, a folding knife, free hat. I was like, you know, it's Veterans Day. Let me call Bickley and say, hey, you got enough methylene blue? They go, well, we're about to sell it in the next few weeks, but more's coming in a few weeks. We'll probably sell out, but that's okay. Sure. What do you want to do? I said, fine. Until Thursday at midnight central, less than 48 hours out, you buy one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue, get a second bottle free, whether it's the pills or the tincture, same incredible product, and a free baseball cap. But all orders, no matter what you're ordering, the very best bovine colostrum, wow. The very best spike protein detox, Ultimate Life Force. You buy a bottle of that, you get a free murdered out InfoWars ball cap limited edition. And if they're able to shut down InfoWars, they claim they own the name, they're not going to want this stuff anymore. This is going to be legendary. This is going to be historic. Don't worry, counter suing them. We're not stopping. They're in a lot of trouble. They are still under criminal investigation. But it doesn't matter. We continue on the fight. So get your incredible gear. Fund the operation now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And everybody that's going to buy anything should become a VIP. It's got all the bells and whistles, just like Amazon. You spend $30 a month, like Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend instantly when you spend $30 in your profile. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything by being a VIP. You can cancel any time. You can become a VIP for a month, get $40 to spend, buy your product, cancel. Please don't do that. You can also subscribe for stuff that sells out, like Ultra Methylene Blue, Shilajit, Irish Sea Moss, for 50% off in the future on every future order. Cancel any time in your profile. You control it. You lock it in. You decide. But I know it's going to work so good for you that 80%+ of people reorder the Methylene Blue. Nobody in supplement sales has that. 70%+ for all their supplements. That's unprecedented. Become a VIP. Commit to the fight. Very light commitment, pull out any time. Commit to AutoShip. Do the AutoShip, get 50% off on all the supplements. Get it. You don't like it, cancel AutoShip. But you're not going to, because you're going to love it. Take action now. You've got less than 2 days to get this big deal.
I'm cutting this critical announcement on the morning of Tuesday, November 11th, 2025, Veterans Day. You have 48 hours flash sale to get one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue capsules or liquid tincture and get the second one free and get a free custom Patriot ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. We've never done a sale this big. It's a flash sale. I was sitting here this morning about to cut the announcement about the free ball cap to celebrate Veterans Day, not just for our military veterans, but veterans of the Info War. And I thought, wait a minute, let's extend the Ultra Methylene Blue sale, even though it's close to selling out. Don't worry, more's coming in a few weeks. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we're always going to be on the air. Because the globalists are close to shutting down InfoWars, the building and the website, but not we the people of the InfoWar. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns. They're the owner of thealexjonesstore.com, and that's why it's so critical you go there and support the broadcast and get great products at the same time. Victory is all about being aware, standing up, and taking action. And you can't take action in a better way fighting for you and your family's future and our collective liberties than supporting the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. So you have 48 hours to buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, get one free, and the free ball cap right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now again, ladies and gentlemen, we're winning some big battles here. We haven't won the war, and the globalists have been salivating over getting us off the air. They are so ridiculously foolish. We're not going to miss a beat. We're going to be on all the same radio stations, all the same systems. It's going to blow up in their face, bigger than ever. The only missing equation is you continuing to spread the word when we make this move and supporting us at our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, while getting products that enrich you and your family's lives. The only way you fail is not taking action. And don't forget what Thomas Jefferson said during the Revolutionary War. The only thing that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. You're the good men and women. Take action now. Support the tip of the spear, theelectionstore.com, and I salute you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for keeping me and my crew in the fight.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.